todolisthome.com. Welcome, I'm your host Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is April 11, 2012. This is episode 75 of the To Do List Home podcast. Build a market one episode at a time. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Broken by Amy Lee and Seether, recorded on Disclaimer 2 from 2004. Watch and have a listen through the links that can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance. Retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life, if times get bad or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for learning things that help make life better. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us. Our home projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you projects with a purpose. It should always be important why we do the things we do, especially if we are trying to make a better life. On our to-do list today is Episode 75, Build a Market One Episode at a Time. What I do. I think I'm doing cool projects and I enjoy producing things. Keeping track of them on a website and YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook has allowed me to improve upon mistakes I make, share experiences, and enjoy the fruits of my labor long after tasks are completed. I originally thought of the todolisthome.com website because I wanted to build a place I would want to visit that explained how to do the things I want to do with pictures, narratives, and video. Who is the audience? This podcast is my outreach to those folks like you who have a yearning for personal change and growth and a willingness to take ownership of something you can produce for a better life. Thus, the style of this site is designed to fit those who are much like me and want information on the fly. That means information on the run or when you're busy. They want to have information portable and for it to be entertaining. They want it to provide value and in some way possibly make it lifestyle changing. What I want to be known for is I'm the guy who lets you listen, watch, and learn if he can make it as a food producer to the point where others gain interest in doing the same and work to establish a productive community. This includes requisite animal rearing as applicable. Right now I have honeybees, but I have aspirations for raising fish through aquaponics too. I want to be a reliable person for you to count on for getting home projects completed as efficiently as possible. And I want to be known as someone who lets you know how over the next 9 years a plan is implemented, followed, and revised along the way towards financial independence of my current wage for my livelihood. That's my definition of early retirement, and maybe I can help pave the way for you too. If I experience failures, you get to observe and learn how I overcome them. I haven't quit anything since junior high wrestling, and I don't think I'll start quitting things now. My core values and the core values of todolisthome.com are to waste no one's time. Always produce useful content that can be acted on by you, the audience, and learn from my mistakes. The person I admire most is my father. He's seen the worst that the world has to offer, but still retains a faith in humanity and God at the age of 86. He doesn't believe in bullshitting people as a means to accomplish personal goals. And he taught me that giving people what they want is more important than giving them what is easy. The key message that todolisthome.com offers is what I do. Have fun doing cool projects and enjoying producing things. But why believe me? Well, this is the 75th episode, and I currently follow a schedule of 4 episodes per week, and that shows commitment to the 3 dozen or so folks out there now visiting every day. And you can believe me because you can see, hear, and about the fruits of my labor and the labor of my family. I have produced and uploaded 41 videos to YouTube channel Tokyo 73, T-O-K-Y-O 73. They mostly show the permaculture aspects of living the way I do. There's videos on how I raise honeybees, how I grow food and flowers, how I do home projects, my book reviews, and product reviews. These are all designed to provide you and my family and I with a library of how to keep up with the things we do, and the videos are useful how-tos for you. What's the experience I want you to get from visiting todolisthome.com and the other places on the web where you can find us? Well, I hope you learn or can share ideas on what it takes to be a producer with unique insight into what drives me. I do this through the book reviews. For example, in episode 33, I did a book review of Physics of the Impossible by Dr. Michio Kaku, and the intent was to put in your hands a book of motivation that is not only fun to read, but serves to remind you that you are only limited by the known laws of the physical universe. Nothing else. No one can stop you when you put your mind to doing something useful. I also hope to save you time and money by learning home permaculture and repair projects in one stop. I aim to provide useful links to get the best possible information in the most easily transferable means to you. Taking on some of these projects can alter your lifestyle for the better, and I only want to share because of the benefits I've realized. Keeping fit, eating better, knowing more, and sharing more. As an example, I refer you to episode 36, Grow Sprouts and Influence the Future. You can find a link to that one in today's show notes. The branding touchpoints of todolisthome.com, or the places where we brand ourselves, include people I talk to every day and passing out business cards and sharing ideas and information, the todolisthome.com website, the To-Do List Home podcast in iTunes, YouTube channel Tokyo 73, Twitter, which is found at /todolisthome, Facebook under Tony Teolis, growmorenow.com, which is our permaculture /gardening website, tonyteolis.com, which I'll be updating in a bit, and I have plans for other sub-sites such as one for raising honeybees and another one to keep track of the home projects we do around here. The goal of all of this is to grow a network of reliable information and further market To-Do List Home for community and revenue. Doing this episode has been extremely useful, and I wish to thank Jack Spierko at 5 Minutes with Jack and the good people at the 5 Minutes with Jack on their forum, which is called The Road to 100K. And I also want to give a special thanks to a couple of fellas down under, that's Timbo Reed and Luke Moulton of SmallBusinessBigMarketing.com. Links to these fine sites are at todolisthome.com in today's show notes. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful.